Bob Daniels, a hockey coach for Ferris State, is here with us this morning. Coach, am I right about the Esprit thing?
You're a little off.
Okay.
But not much. Yeah, I think he said F3.
What's an F3?
What's an F3?
Okay, an F1 would be the first forward in the zone on the forecheck. F2 would be your second forward. F3 is your third forward. It's a way of making it sound more complicated than it really
right.
is.
Doesn't Esprit make more sense, though?
Let's get our esprit de corps up into the zone
I'll try it today in practice.
Yeah. Boys, we need better esprit.
What the hell is Coach talking about now?
Duncan Bentley, Bob Daniels, hockey coach for the Ferris State Bulldogs, joining us here at the Rock Cafe in the middle of Big Rapids in the heart of the campus. Bob, so you guys are ranked, sixth right now, and you're new in the conference, and you're in the first place in the conference, are you not?
Yes, we are. We are in first place, and after yesterday in the polls, I believe we're up to four in one of the polls, so we're excited about that. And, for coaches, they always say the polls don't matter right away. I correct you and say we're four. It doesn't matter when you're going the other direction
right.
in the polls.
It only matters when you're four.
When you're going up.
Now, that's honesty right there. For six didn't matter so much. Four, now we're talking.
Four, yeah. Now right. It sounded better.
Bob's like, don't rob us of that. We earned that. This is Division I hockey.
Yeah, but I'll be the first one to tell you that it doesn't really matter, right?
Well, not till the end.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you're getting ready for your final 10-game stretch. What's important to you down this final run?
Well, obviously, we'd like to come away with the WCHA title, and that's really important to us. And, I don't know how many, there's been numerous programs that have played both the WCHA and the CCHA, Michigan, Michigan Tech. Many people don't know that, Michigan State, Notre Dame. But I don't know how many can come away and say, hey, we won league titles in both, two of the most prominent conferences. And it would be nice to be able to say that, hey, we won one in both the WCHA and the CCHA. So that's first and foremost. And certainly we'd like to make sure we have a good enough finish here and a strong enough season that we'll see the NCAA tournament and postseason play there.
And how many make it into that final tournament?
It'll be 16 teams. And our league finals, we get an automatic qualifier, our conference does, and that's who wins our playoff tournament. And the finals this year are going to be in Grand Rapids.
Right, Van Andel Arena is going to host
March 21st and 22nd, by the way.
Yeah, and we're really excited about the new conference that we're in. It's been around. It's probably the longest running hockey conference in the country, but we're really proud of the fact that the finals are going to be in Grand Rapids and at Van Andel. And the interesting part, when the WCHA came over, we joined it, we were talking about places to host our conference championship, and Grand Rapids came up. And a lot of the people didn't know much about it from, the western part of our conference. And when they came in and started looking around, they were sold immediately.
Yeah, we got a venue for you.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, my God. It wasn't just the arena. It was the city, too. I mean, they were amazed at what was going on downtown. I think they had come in and looked during the run that the Griffins made last year. And seeing that town and seeing how vibrant it was, they were very excited about the possibilities of bringing it here.
Tell me about the format of that tournament very quickly.
Well, it's interesting. We've got a 10-team conference. Eight teams are going to make it. With the top first week and the top four host the next four seeds. From there, you have four teams left, and we go to Van Andel, and we have the final five. Why the final five? Well, for years, it's been a final five in the WCHA, and they didn't want to lose that title. They wanted to hold on and retain it. So it'll be called the final five, even though four teams move on to Van Andel.
So that's like the Big Ten having 12 teams.
That's the same math.
I can follow
like 11.
Well, 16 now. I don't know how many the hell they got.
The Big 11.
Right.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that. But it's definitely athletic math.
Head coach of the Ferris State Bulldogs hockey team, Bob Daniels, in studio here. Actually, live on the road, of all places, at the Rock Cafe. Bob, talk about some of your student athletes. I know you got a heck of a goalie. Talk about him and some of the other kids that are out there and what they're doing for your team.
Sure. Well, our success this year has started with our goaltending and C.J. Mott. His brother Tyler Mott plays for the U of M, by the way. So it's an interesting when we played Michigan earlier this year. C.J.'s played exceptionally well in net. And just recently we got Charles Williams, our sophomore goalie, and he shut out Michigan Tech 3-0. So, we're really in good shape in net. On defense, we're led by our captain, Scott Zarnauz. And he reminds me, for a lot of your Grand Rapids listeners, he's very similar to Chad Billens, who played for the Griffins last year and the year before that was the captain of our team here at Ferris State. Very similar, not overly big, but good offensively, good defensively. And then up front, we've got one player by the name of Garrett Thompson, who right now is really getting a lot of attention from the NHL. He's a senior. He's 6'3", rangy, really has come into his own the last 2 years. And when our season's done, I'm not sure exactly who it will be. I know the Red Wings have some interest, but he will sign an NHL contract at the conclusion of the year.
And that's always exciting, sending guys on. Another former Bulldog is in the news. Chris Kunitz has been named to Team Canada for their Olympic efforts.
Yeah, Chris played for us in 2002-03, the first time we won the CCHA championship. And he, what a great player he is. And, you know, when you think about that Canadian team, that's got to be the hardest team in the world to make. You know, the depth, they could field three or four teams in the Olympics. And it's not that they're going to be the best team. Obviously, I'm a U.S. citizen, and I want to see the United States win the gold. But nevertheless, that the depth of that team and who they have to choose from, and to think that, you know, a past Ferris player made that team, and deservedly so. And, you know, he's won two Stanley Cups now. He's won a CCHA title. And, you know, the chance now to play for his home country and play in the Olympics, it's a thrill for him. And you know what? Vicariously, it's a thrill for us as well.
Great stuff. Bob Daniels, head coach for the Ferris State Bulldogs hockey team. You know, Bob, every time we get you on the air in the past, we do our Ferris Fridays. I would come up with some sort of oddball question to try to catch you off guard, like the Zamboni. Did you ride the Zamboni yet?
I have not ridden the Zamboni yet.
Hold on, Bob.
Well, we're coming right off the air when we get on at 9 o'clock. We're coming over with you.
Well, I'll see you over there. And, Doc, just so you know, I was up half the night. I'm like, what's he going to finish up with?
Right. What's the curveball?
Yeah, it's coming. I know it.
Is that it, Doc? You went to the Zamboni? Well, you're beating a dead horse.
That's it. I was my way of all confessing right to him that I didn't have any special curveball for him this morning, so he's off the hook. That's, and he was sweating about it all night.
Well, I don't want to say too much, but I'm a little disappointed.
Well, that was the actual get this time, Bob, was there was no get.
Okay, he got me then.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. F3, right?
You've always been a great sport, because sometimes you get people to come on the air and you don't know if they're going to play back on it.
Yeah.
You know, you throw them a live one and they're like, they fall asleep on it, but you've always been great. I look forward to the interviews.
Yeah.
So who's next on the schedule before we let you go?
Well, we've got Northern Michigan this weekend for two at home, which we're glad to be back in front of our home crowd. And I know we've sold out Saturday. I think Friday, if it's not sold out, it's getting really close. So if you're interested in coming up, seeing great hockey in a great atmosphere, hurry, get your tickets for Friday night, because what an environment our rink has for game night.
Doc, you've been practicing. You want to name the arena here for us?
Ava Glavin.
Hey,
I got it.
He did well.
You know, things are good.
Yeah. You know what? That is the curveball right there.
Good stuff. You know, Bob, we appreciate you coming on this morning, getting out and rolling. By the way, what time do the kids normally have practice?
We like today, we'll practice at 11 o'clock, usually somewhere between 11 and 1 o'clock is when we go. And it sounds odd, but that, you know, for us, that works in best in the kids' schedules.
We appreciate it. We're going to go and look for one of your associates. We'll get the voice of Ferris State Hockey on here in just a second, Dominic Hennig. In the meantime, I got to ask Ray, did you see all the love going back and forth between the Shermanator and Peyton Manning? I mean, just
no,
a huge
really
love fest.
Disgusting.
I mean, so much respect, and it almost makes you nauseous.
It does.
He was going up the hallway in his crutches, and apparently somebody came up behind him and said, hey, good game. He turned around, and he's sort of awkward on his crutches there after the Super Bowl, and it was Peyton Manning.
That's a classic individual, that Peyton Manning.
Throwing some love at him. So now he's out there defending him, saying people shouldn't be talking bad about him because of his legacy.
Well, it's all part of the Manning legacy, right?
Right.
All right. Right.
All right, is Dominic on site here? We're looking for Dominic. He's on his way. All right.
Good. We were stalling there.
Well, we were giving, you know, hey, throw him on there, but... We'll get him. We'll get him. Well, let's soldier on with Bob Daniels then, because he's...
All right. Yeah, Bob hasn't left, so why not?
Doc and Bentley, by the way, broadcasting live at The Rock up here at Ferris State University. Today's show sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard and Ferris State ROTC. You can get up to 100% tuition assistance. Contact Sergeant Stan Pelak for details, 616-824-8964, or hit him up on Facebook.
Coach, since we have you here, we tried to get a hold of you a while back. We posted some video. I believe it was your team and Minnesota
State.
State, and there was a little on-ice fracas.
It was fluffle. I would have called that a pillow fight.
Is that what it was?
It was much to do about nothing. I mean, it was a little pushing and shoving. It was a hard-fought series at Minnesota State. We went in and we left as number one, but they beat us twice there. And first time we'd been swept all year. And it was late, about 10 minutes ago in game two. And it was a level of frustration we had. And, it spilled over after the whistle. But, you know, realistically, when I went back and watched our video, there was a whole lot of nothing happening there. And matter of fact, I've got a lot of friends, I won't mention who, but in hockey, that text and said, that's it.
Yeah, that's what you guys got.
That's all. Come on, you should be suspended for lack of action.
Right. It looked like something. I mean, it looked like a melee on the ice.
Yeah, trust me, the closer you watch, the more it was really a whole lot of nothing. And you know what? I give the guys a lot of credit. It sounds funny, but really both teams, I thought, held their composure pretty well. And it was a lot of gloves on the ice and a lot of sticks. And so, it looks as though something's going to happen, but nothing really does. So I give the guys credit. Both teams, I thought, held their own. And then, what was interesting, there was still 10 minutes to go. We were down 4-2. We scored to make it 4-3. And then we hit the pipe, last minute 7 to go in the game. And realistically, we almost found a way to sneak out of there at least with a tie.
Do you find time to catch up with the Wings at all? I mean, during the season, because you're just busy guy.
You know what I do, though? I really enjoy watching the Red Wings. I love to actually watch and try to pick some different things out that might be beneficial to us. My daughter's a huge hockey fan. She's 13 years old. And a year ago, me and Jeff Blashill, the coach of the Griffins, played for me here at Ferris State. He was a goalie for me. And that's why I'm still here, and he's coaching in the pros. But I'll talk about Jeff another day. But anyways, we went down and watched during the finals last year, and my daughter got a picture taken with Gustav Nyquist. So, she's a big Nyquist fan.
Mr. Hattrick from the other night. I bet she knows what an F3 is.
She knows what an F3 is. She does. She knows as much about hockey as just about anyone I know.
Is she a player?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
She's figure skates of all things. But
what?
Yeah.
Finger painting? What?
She's F4. Figure skating. But anyway, she really, and we watched last night, and what a great game that was for the Red Wings. I thought they were, they are really playing well considering all the guys that are out for them to continue. And I think it speaks well for the Griffins. I mean, they're the guys right now that are up there that are actually carrying the play for the Red Wings. So what kind of team the Griffins must have.
Right, it's Griffins East basically right now with all those kids. But talk about the benefit of having these young guys, and they're in Babcock, pulling his hair out trying to keep guys healthy. But then he had a good candid conversation about the look at the future. And what I love about hockey is people are brutally honest. And Babcock came out and said, you know what, I'm really encouraged, I'm paraphrasing, because there's not going to be a 10 years of doom and gloom where you're trying to run into your next great players. We've got the kids on the ice that are the future, and they're learning quickly on the job right now. A lot of young guys getting a lot of ice time.
Yeah, there is. And they're, which is amazing, they're retooling right there on the fly.
In front of your eyes,
right,
they're retooling.
Yeah. There's no, hey, we're going to build for the future. It's happening right now in mid-season. And what I really enjoy about it is I've seen a lot of collegiate players in the mix. Abdicator last night, obviously, Nyquist. As much as I want the Wings to win, it's even better when I see they're winning and they're getting a lot of ex-collegiate players on the ice. And I think it bodes well for the future. And obviously, they're getting a little long in the tooth in certain spots. But for them to do what they're doing this year with the injuries, boy, the future really looks great.
Will we, real quick in 20 seconds, will we get a look at Anthony Manta, the Red Wings' number one draft pick next year when he turns 20, and he'll be eligible under the guidelines to play for the Wings?
I think so, yeah. I think he'll probably, you're looking at least a half-year apprenticeship with the Griffins prior to going up. And, I think for any player, confidence is a big thing. And if to bring a young player up at 20 right
good
off the
point.
Gate, and then he doesn't play, he's not seeing critical minutes, they're going to want him on the ice developing as a player. And then when the time's ready, they'll move him on up. But I can't see him spending too much time in the minors.
That's going to be a treat to watch him play for the Griffins here locally.
Oh, God, it'd be a ball.
Great stuff. Head coach of the Ferris State Bulldogs hockey team, Bob Daniels. Bob, thanks for stopping by.